And then the other story I just wondered, as I got the opportunity to share with you, and it's been so wonderful to share these stories, which was another meeting I had with Ajahn Chah was when I had to come back to England, and he came in 79, and I'd been in Thailand and I hadn't quite got myself into robes yet, and I'd gone to see him, and he basically said, why did you come back? You know, why did you come back to England? Why didn't you stay in Thailand? And I came out with some big story about my Western karma, and he didn't look impressed. And anyhow, he was staying in a small wooden hut in a Buddhist center outside of Oxford, and a small wooden kuti. And I decided that I'd bring my friend to come and meet this master. And I didn't know much about monks' etiquette at that time. And so I dragged her along to this kuti and just knocked on the door. I didn't know about making appointments and arrangements and not being able to enter monks' quarters and so on. I just came up and knocked on the door. And Ajahn Chah opened the door and invited me in. And there was Ajahn Chah, Ajahn Sumedho, and I think another monk, I can't remember who it was, sitting in there. And before, every contact I'd had with Ajahn Chah, he was always really humorous, light, very, very loving, very radiant, very joyous. It was fun just to sit there in his presence, the few contacts I'd had. But when I sat down, I felt like I was suddenly had entered the lion's den. I started to feel very nervous. And I sort of looked at the door, and the door's closed, and I'm sitting there. And he started asking me about my meditation, the sort of way he would start with most Westerners, how's your meditation? And so I kind of rambled about something. And then halfway through, he said, do you understand the teaching on non-self? And I went, yes. Yes, I know about that one. And so I started to talk about what I thought I understood on the teaching of anatta, of non-self. And the more I was talking about it, the more the sense of self started to grow and grow and grow. And I felt like I was just like this huge self sitting in the room. And the more empty and empty and empty he became. And I had this feeling like I was walking the plank. And I didn't quite know where to go and how to stop. But eventually I just petered out, and there was just like this big red balloon of self sitting there. And I just stopped. And he was just sitting there, and, you know, it was like everyone could see me. And he said something in Thai, and Ajahn Sumedho refused to translate. And so he said it again, and Ajahn Sumedho leaned over to me and he said, he says you're very ignorant. It was like someone just pricked the balloon, and I just went, a little puddle on the floor. And then he gave a really beautiful teaching on non-self. And this is what I was saying yesterday. He didn't dilute anything, you know, because one was a lay person or a young person or a woman, or it was just very direct. And my friend and I, we came out of that and we just went into a burst of giggles, you know. It was like this reaction. We just went hysterical. And I remember that as feeling very graced to have received such a teaching from Ajahn Chah. I'm still trying to ponder it.